Russia holds the presidency at the United Nations Security Council at the moment. That role rotates monthly. And this is shaping up to be a month of high diplomatic drama. Russia's ambassador is trying to keep the council focused on Ukraine. He's calling for humanitarian corridors to provide aid to the east of the country. The U.S. and other council members accuse Russia of hypocrisy, and they plan to focus on other humanitarian concerns, like Syria. Here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
The way Russia's ambassador Vitaly Chorkin speaks about Ukraine sounds similar to the way the U.S. and others talk about Syria. Indiscriminate shelling of residential areas, besieged cities in need of aid. Chorkin has already circulated a draft resolution calling for an end to Ukraine's military operations against separatists in the east of the country and demanding aid corridors.
It would be very important to adopt this resolution and do it rapidly because It could play a role in stopping the violence in Ukraine.
And that, he says, should be a priority for the Security Council. Ukraine's ambassador calls the draft cynical and immoral, coming from a country that recently annexed part of Ukraine, the Crimean Peninsula. Here in Washington, State Department spokesperson Jen Psaki was also dismissive of the Russian diplomatic move.
It is hypocritical of the Russian leadership to call for an end to violence and the creation of humanitarian corridors, when at the same time, armed irregular forces are entering Ukraine from Russia, weapons are being brought illegally from Russia into Ukraine, Russian-backed separatists are attacking new targets and holding OSCE monitoring teams hostage, and Russia is doing nothing to stop these activities.
None of that critique seems to bother Ambassador Chorkin, who often complains about U.S. double standards.
Some members of the council seem to believe that the situation there can be settled by force, in fact encourage Kiev to continue their punitive operation in eastern parts of Ukraine. We believe it's a grave mistake.
Russia's words wouldn't ring so hollow if not for its position on Syria, says Philippe Boulopian, who tracks the United Nations for Human Rights Watch. He says at the moment it's hard to take Russia seriously.
There is certainly a lot of political theater around Ukraine in the Security Council right now. What we as a human rights organization are focused most on are the massive human rights violations that are happening in Syria and which are left unaddressed because Russia has chosen to block any Security Council action on this front.
Toward the end of the Sochi Olympics, Russia did vote for one resolution calling for more humanitarian access in Syria, but UN officials say that hasn't been effective, and some council members want to follow up with a stronger resolution that has some teeth. Boulopian isn't sounding optimistic.
Russia is very reluctant to do anything in the Security Council that would be seen as putting pressure on the Syrian government, which is most to blame for the lack of humanitarian access in Syria.
Ambassador Chorkin has already said he won't agree to a legally binding resolution that would force Syria to open up border crossings to aid convoys. Syria sees that as a violation of its sovereignty, and Russia agrees. Asked at his news conference whether it's hypocritical that Russia doesn't support Ukraine's sovereignty in a similar way, Chorkin said simply, "No, it's not," and moved on to another question. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.